Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Elder V. Yasha Allah. You are tuned into Blueprint for Life, Keeping the Commandments, brought to you by At Last Ministries, House of Israel. This is a day that the Most High has made. This is our day of worship. This is our set-apart day, our Kodesh day that He made for man, for us to enjoy and to learn how to pull back, rest, and be refreshed by the Ruach HaKadosh. I pray that you're doing okay and that you've had a blessed week. I know I'm surviving, and I know it's through the grace and mercy of the Most High that many of you are surviving, because, trust me, Esau, Amalekites, Edomites, they got it out for us, and so does Satan and the fallen angels. Ever since they took an oath, Mount Hermon, to come and destroy mankind and everything that was good, everything that was righteous that the Father created. They have instigated a battle that they know they cannot win. We shall win. When the glory comes, I like that new song. You know the glory is that is of the Father. Think about Musa, Moses, that said, "Father, show me your glory." Told him, "No man has seen me and lived. No man can see me and live, but I will pass by you and let you see my back parts. Couldn't ask more than that for the Most High, Ahayah, Ashar, Ahayah, to let you experience his presence. But I do know this, his presence is transformative. And that's what a lot of us as Hebrew, Israelites, believers, disciples, we need to come into his presence. And the only way you're going to do that is by admonishing him, keeping his commandments and keeping the Sabbath. He said that he inhabits the praises of his people. Give the Most High praise for everything you have in your life, every increase, financial, physical blessing, whatever it may be. Give him praises because he lives inside praises, the accolades you give him. He's a jealous God, caught up in the idolatry out of worship these fallen angels or anything that's made by man, such as these crosses, wood, and stone. As he said, we would turn our back on him and his commandments and begin to worship. We ain't got time for that. I worship the Most High, Ahayah, Ashar, Ahayah, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, his son, through the grace and help and strength of the Ruach HaKadosh, who you call the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Father, I worship and praise you. Let's go before him in prayer. My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is. Shemaim, heaven, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us all of our debts. Please, Father, as we learn how to forgive our debtors, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Kingdom and the power, the glory forever. Kwam Yasha'Allah. Amen. Kwam Yasha'Allah. Let's rise, Israel. I'm only going to be before you for a real brief amount of time. The reason I say that is because it's just a brief lesson today we want to cover. As you know, we used to have Straight No Chaser when we became Blueprint for Life, and we used to do the Sabbath show, but now we just kind of pretty much stick with Blueprint for Life. We still do Heart of a Hebrew Woman from time to time with Tama Yasha'Allah. Haven't been on, but it should be coming back to you by next week. Since we haven't been doing Blueprint for Life, I did want to today cover some things that are in the news because I talked about measles and the vaccinations. So I want to get to something about this trickery of the vaccinations. I talked to the people about how they're transforming and trying to change DNA. If you read the book of Enoch, and I will admit there are some inclusions in the book, but it is a book for this remote generation that is very prophetic and exposes a lot of Satan's trickery. But if you read the book of Enoch, he tells you how the fallen angels used genetic manipulation through foods, plants, animals, and humans to corrupt mankind. And we are seeing the same thing happening today. Before I go into the commandments, first part that's about the commandments, and of course I'm going to get into a lesson, I wanted to bring this out. The question was asked on the website, is the polio vaccine causing cancer? The live polio vaccine was given to 90 million Americans in the 50s and 60s, and we see a soaring rate of cancer, people dropping dead like flies. What was included in that vaccination was SV40, a carcinogenic virus from monkey kidney. Discovery, the government tried to keep it a secret. Recent studies show that SV40 is causing malignant tumors in thousands of human lungs, brains, and lymph systems. Now, don't think because you got vaccinations in the 70s and 80s that you escaped clear. Now, listen to this. Dr. Russell Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, explains how excitotoxicity can cause autism and associated diseases. Excessive vaccines given to babies up to 24 months old can lead to inflammation of the brain, with symptoms such as rashes, screaming, memory loss, angry outbursts, depression, seizures, and ADHD, and other neurological disorders. This is what we're seeing from our kids born in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even 2000s, everything that was just mentioned. The reason being, listen to this, there's been a radical increase in autism for over the past 30 years. Now listen to this, in the 80s, there were only 1 in 10,000 cases of autism. Now, 1 in every 40 has autism. And it's said that 1 out of every 2 children by, what, say, mid-15s or by the 2017 will have autism. Now, this is the part you need to check out, that during the same period, vaccinations increased from 10. For children up to 6 years old in the 80s and below, they were only given maybe 10 vaccinations. Guess how many vaccinations kids up to 2 years old have before they turn 2? Vaccinations are required by the schools and public. This excessive rate of vaccination can cause overstimulation of the brain, the immune system, the microglia, which triggers release of excitotoxins that attack the neural pathways in the baby's undeveloped brain. This can lead to autism or related disorders. Pediatricians today arrogantly push vaccines on parents with newborns without discussion of serious adverse effects. The flu vaccine given in pregnancy can affect the baby's brain and lead to autism or schizophrenia years later. So I'm not going to get into them. I got more statistics I'd like to read, but I wanted to bring that out because even the polio vaccine given in the 50s and 60s is what's causing the soaring cancer rates right now in those people that are anywhere from, say, 40s all the way up to late 60s, and that you need to take into consideration. I implore you, brothers and sisters, keep these commandments. Keep the Most High active in your life. Try to eat healthy and eat right and detox your body every day. And the Most High will do his part if you do your part, as we talked about in Isaiah 58 last week. Furthermore, that's all I'm covering the news today, right now. We already know it's a lot of Bible prophecy, but erroneously it's being interpreted from a standpoint of people not knowing who true Israel is. They're basing everything on the Ashkenazi Jews and the Khazarians that have stolen our heritage. And the real scattered diaspora of people aren't being recognized. So you can't begin to say that this prophecy means this and that, Iran coming against Israel, when true Israel has not been restored. However, we do know that prior to the glory coming, the destruction coming, that Israel will be protected. The commandments played the most important part of protection, because that's why the entire church, Christianity, that's false, is telling you it's done away with and you don't have to do it. So therefore, you just live a life of mercy and abusing grace, and you don't have any construct within your life, no moral path, no blueprint for life, no way of conduct. So you fear man more than you fear the Most High. You think he would give laws and take them back, but yet you'll stop at a stop sign so you don't get a ticket, yet you'll abide by all of man's laws that will only ticket you in order to get your money, but you think that you can just disobey the Most High's laws? Not so. Proverbs, 3rd chapter. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of Ahiah and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But saying, be not wise in thine own conceit. So you gotta be knowledgeable of what you're saying and what you're doing with everything that's transpiring. So let me go back and break down the precepts. I don't have to give precepts on this. I wanna break this down. The beginning of the 3rd chapter said, forget not my law. He makes it clear. This is advice being given by the wisest man in the world. Keep my commandments. And then suddenly he's going to turn around and say, I destroyed him. You don't have to do it no more. I don't serve a duplicitous God like that. No, no, no. Not my God. Not the Most High. And then he said, long life and length of days shall he add to thee. So when you think about long life and length of days, does that mean cancer cutting you short? Speak of sickness cutting you short? No, not at all. Does not speak of those things. He says long life and length of days. It's saying that there is healing and protection from anything Satan would try in the keeping of the commandments. You must know that. You must keep that in mind with all that you do. The next verse said, let not mercy entreat for safety. What it's saying in this particular aspect of not let mercy entreat for safety, meaning don't turn away from doing good unto others and let this world change you and you become dishonest, deceitful, treacherous, selfish. Instead, don't let that forsake you, showing mercy and being true and being honest, because it precedes you. When people perceive this in your life, this is what brings the favor in your life. He mentioned that the favor would come upon your life in the sight of the Most High, because he's always watching. The angels are reporting what you're doing. And in the sight of men, they can perceive a snake from a mile away. But those that let mercy, goodness, and truth perceive them, that is perceived as well. I wanted to mention that. And furthermore, some of the precepts for Proverbs 3 and 1 are Deuteronomy 8 and 1, Deuteronomy 8 and 30, Deuteronomy 30, verse 16 and 20. And to find more about let not mercy and truth for safety, look at the precepts for that are Exodus 13 and 9, Deuteronomy 6 and 8, Proverbs 6 and 21, Proverbs 7 and 3, Jeremiah 17 and 1, and more importantly, 2 Corinthians 3 and 3. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't try to figure out what's going on with your life and why things ain't working out. Trust in the Most High with all your heart. Trust is what causes him to bring forth the wisdom and understanding and guidance in your life. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Ask him for guidance, wisdom, direction to shut a door that needs to be shut. Be right back shortly. Actually, we have 90 seconds in the broadcast, so let me continue with this. I wanted to take a look real quick at Jeremiah 2 and 11. Look at this. We are the only people that I know, because of Deuteronomy 28 and the curses that I said last week, gotten away from serving a God that looks like us, because we don't want to believe that the Most High or that we are capable of divinity. I put a link inside the show of an actor by the name of Harry Lennox and Tavis Smiley on a talk show without semantics or doctrine, breaking down historical truth about the fact that Christ was definitely a man of color and that we've gotten away and have ingested and digested an image that they've presented to us and a doctrine that they've taught us, and we say that this is the way. And the first ones to fight anybody that bring forth truth about who Christ really was and say color doesn't matter, but yet he wrapped himself in a particular color and chose a people of color and cursed another people of color. It does matter. So it's important. Jeremiah 2, 11 through 13 says, I'm going to read these scriptures for thought. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory to that which doth not profit. Change the Most High, his image and who he was and how he described himself in Revelation 1 and in the book of Amos for an image that's been portrayed in movies and on pictures, and we bow down and worship it and despise our own selves. Have a nation changed their own God? Yes. The nation of Israel hath changed their own God. Let me give you a precept on that. 2 Samuel 7 and 23 before we get ready to check out of here. and you continue your Shabbat. 2 Samuel 7 and 23 reads like this. And what one nation in the earth is like the people, even like Israel, whom the Most High went to redeem for a people to himself and to make him a name and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land before thy from the nations and their gods. He said, and what one nation in the earth is like the people, even like Israel, true Israel. And he's redeemed us from every nation that we wouldn't worship their fallen gods, their fallen angels, their false worships, their false temples, and he redeemed us for himself. We are called by his name, Yeshua HaMashiach, Ahaya Ashah Ahaya. You can say Yah if you want to use the last part of Ahaya. I ain't got time to argue with you today, but we were called by his name. He redeemed us. We're under the curses, but thanks be to the Most High, the curses are lifting as we come back to this blueprint for life, this moral aspect of living, and we come to the knowledge of who we are, and we begin to preach and teach the truth, not the lies of Christianity and every other denominational doctrine that's out there and all that dogma. Come back to the fact that the Bible is the inherent word of the Most High. These are individual scrolls that were compiled that actually predate the Bible itself. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Most High and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. There's no such thing as extra biblical text. There are other scrolls that were not added to the canon, and it's for you to read them. The book of Enoch, as spoken of in Jude, the book of Jasher, the book of Jubilee, the book of Life, the apocalypse of Peter, the apocalypse of Paul. I don't want you deceived. Let the Holy Spirit, Ruach, confirm the truth as you learn it, grow into it, and read it. With that being said, listen, I am Elder V. Yasha Allah. This is Blueprint for Life. And as I always say, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already had it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Shabbat shalom, barakatah, kwam Yasha Allah. Till next time.